Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2948, and today's date is December 14th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Major Announcement from Trump, America Needs a Superhero. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now in the process of destroying this economy. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they wanted them to follow this path because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And we know the way they destroy the economic system is to raise the interest rates. And this is what we've been witnessing from the very, very beginning. The Federal Reserve has been raising the rates and they have not stopped. Yes, they raised it by 0.5% this time, but we knew that this was coming because they're trying to make it look like they have everything under control as the entire system completely falls apart. Remember, they don't want people to understand that it is them who have caused the entire economic system to implode. If you go back in time to 2006, 2002, 2007, 2008, you can see very, very clearly that they raised the rates over time. And as soon as they hit a certain point, they dropped them very quickly. Here we are once again where they're raising the rates. This time they're making it look like, remember, optics for them, it has to be good. They're raising it only 0.5%, saying, hey, look, everything's getting better, and we're only raising it 0.5%. In the meantime, in the background, everything is completely falling apart. And this is what people are going to see. Actually, I do believe that Elon Musk pointed this out right before they made the announcement, so everyone will be looking at the Fed. He said, listen, if the Fed raises rates again, they're going to amplify the recession, which means it's going to be a lot worse than a recession. And this is exactly what they did. And all eyes are now on the Fed. They're going to be responsible for the entire system falling apart. We're already in a recession. Just because they didn't announce something doesn't mean that we're not in a recession. Normally what they do is they go back months and say, hey, by the way, yeah, the recession started like last year and we're just reporting it now. And we are now in a position where they're prepared to bring the entire system down. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later, and we'll be talking about how the inflation and everything else can be reversed pretty darn quickly if you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that the Biden administration, they're trying to get the student loans canceled. And now it is in court. It is completely unconstitutional. And it seems that they made a move to let those people know, to get them angry. And no, this was not a glitch in the system, which I'm going to mention in a sec. I do believe this was done on purpose. About 9 million people received an email last month from the Department of Education that mistakenly said their application for student loan forgiveness has been approved. Now, the people were like, wait, my student loan forgiveness is approved? Then they sent out another email saying, oh, by the way, it was a glitch. This is a correction. Status of your student loan debt relief application. It said, due to vendor error, you recently received an email with a subject line indicating your application for the one-time student loan debt relief plan has been approved. The subject line was inaccurate. The body of the previous email was accurate. We received your application, but not permitted. Listen to what they say here. But are not permitted to review your eligibility because of an ongoing litigation. We will keep your application information and review your eligibility if and when we prevail in court. Now, when they lose in court, they wanted to make sure that these 9 million people knew about what was going on, because most of the people have no clue what was going on. So they want everyone to know, we want to approve it, but the court's going to deny it, and we want you angry. This is why they had this glitch. It wasn't an accident. They did it on purpose. Now, what's very interesting, the fake news, the Biden administration, they're trying to convince everyone that, hey, look, the inflation came down. It's incredible. It's only 7.1%. Well, let's use the example that we've been using from the beginning of all of this. Let's say you have a trainer and you want to lose weight, and the trainer makes you gain weight. Instead of losing weight, you gain another 100 pounds. And then the trainer says, okay, I'm going to switch your diet up. And all of a sudden you lose 20 pounds. And the trainer goes, wow, look how good I am. I just made you lose 20 pounds. No, he made you gain 80. And that's all people will see. It's the same things that's happening now with inflation. And remember, this is a manipulated calculation. So let's go back in time. When Biden came into office, what was the inflation rate? It was something like almost 2%. So he brought it from 2% to 7.1%. Remember, he brought it all the way up to what, 9%? And then it dropped to 7.1%. But really what he did, he went from 2% to 7.1%. Let's forget about that 9%. So how does that look? It looks absolutely awful. Actually, it's still the highest rate since 1982. So what did he do? He did absolutely nothing. And when you really look at it, you can see that it affects the products that you actually need, not want, but need. The price of eggs up 49.1% from a year ago. Baby food up 10.9%. Electricity up 13.7%. Chicken up 12%. Potatoes up 16.2%. Milk up 14.7%. Gas up 10.1%. Real average hourly earnings down 1.9%. Families are the ones paying the price for the left spending fueled inflation crisis. And this is coming from Steve Scalise on Twitter. And he's absolutely right. So what just happened here? Well, the Fed decided to raise rates by 0.5% instead of 0.75%, which means they're trying to convince the people that they controlled inflation because inflation came down, even though the economy is going to implode. But you have to remember, prices will never drop because the supply side pressure from a new energy policy remains as the driving factor. And you need to remember, consumers are not buying non-essential goods or services as the cost of housing, fuel, heating, electricity, overall energy, and food prices continue rising. Despite the economic contraction that is lowering energy use, rapidly increasing energy costs continue to be the driving force of inflation. The period of depressed economic activity will continue as unemployment begins to become problematic. On the positive side, the economic shrinking is reversible with new energy policy. But are we going to see this from Biden? Absolutely not. Are we going to see it from Trump? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump, he knows this. He knows that once he puts his energy policy back into place and we become energy independent again and we allow the oil companies to drill, we will see a reversal of a lot of this. Are we going to see a reversal of everything? No, but I do believe he has other plans in place to reverse a lot of this, and we're going to see it happen. And I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they needed the people to witness this firsthand. They needed the people to experience this, because this is the only way people push back. And the inflation is going to continually move up. This is just a lull right now. People are going to see inflation in the supermarkets. They're going to see it in their electrical bill, in their fuel costs, and everything else. Yes, we might see inflation come down on used cars. I mean, that was just pumped up. You might see prices come down on homes. But remember, the interest rates are very, very high right now. But for everyday products, that's what people are going to, where they're going to experience inflation. And there'll be no way around this, because the people eventually are going to say, yeah, I know the number says 7.1%, but I just went to the store now and bread now is up to $17 a loaf. I've never, ever paid that. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So you could tell me the percentage all you want. I'm seeing something completely different right now. And this is what people are noticing. Now, when you look out in California, they are trying to head this off and they're trying to keep the people calm and they're trying to give people cash. Now, remember, the private West Central Bank, this is what they wanted to do from the very beginning. They wanted the pandemic. They wanted everyone locked down in their homes. They wanted a global economic shutdown. And they just wanted to print and print and print and hand out this cash to everyone just sitting at home to keep them happy. Well, California is doing this, and they're going to be handing out money to young black adults. Now, once again, this goes against the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States guarantees the basic right of all citizens, including equal protection under the law. Now, the San Francisco Bay Area Democrats are applying the principle for guaranteed minimum income, also known as basic income. The initiatives include the Black Economic Equity Movement, which provides $500 a month exclusively to black young adults, the Abundant Birth Project, which provides $1,000 a month to black and Pacific Islander mothers, and the Guaranteed Income for Transgender People program, which will dole out about $1,200 a month and prioritize enrollment of transgender, black, indigenous, or people of color. They are financed by the National Institutes of Health, the California Department of Social Services, and the City of San Francisco, respectively. All three initiatives appear to violate the 14th Amendment, which bans states from discriminating based on race. And this is exactly what they're doing. And in addition to all of this, the Black Economic Equity Movement appears to violate Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which bans racial discrimination by their recipients of federal funds. So they're starting to hand out money, and we also know that they want to hand out money to black individuals for reparations. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is Citizen Free Press put this out on True Social. It says, and it's a meme, it says, let me get this straight. A state that never allowed slaves is taking money from people who never owned slaves to give to people who never were slaves. And that's exactly what is happening right now. But you can see that this was the plan from the very, very beginning. They wanted a way to give the basic income. California is following what the World Economic Forum, what the private West Central bankers really wanted to do. Yes, they might be using a cover story. Yes, they might be handing it out for reparations, but you can see this is exactly what they want to do, and they only want to pick a certain group to do this with. And this is exactly what is happening. Now, when you look at the entire situation and you look at the economy, you look at what the Fed is doing, you can see that they're bringing down the system. Now, they're trying to convince people that inflation is fine. It's getting better. But on the other side, which people aren't really looking at, the economy is imploding on itself and the Fed is trying to cover this up. Now, what's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he put out another tweet and he said the following: at risk of stating the obvious, beware of debt in turbulent macroeconomic conditions, especially when Fed keeps raising rates. And he's absolutely right. So he gave us two messages. The Fed's going to raise rates, and that's going to amplify the recession. And watch out for debt when the Fed is raising rates, because what happens? You need to pay more on that debt because interest is attached to it. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they do have a plan to back us out of this. And I do believe their plan most likely is gold and some type of cryptocurrency, maybe like Bitcoin, maybe both together, because you can see the private Western Central Bank, this is exactly what they're trying to do. They're going after Bitcoin and they're trying to usher in their central bank digital currency. They're doing this now around the world. We see countries now that are going against this and they're choosing Bitcoin. And I do believe we're headed towards a major, major battle. And I do believe that the central bank in the end will lose because the crisis is going to force out a lot of information about what the Fed has been doing. I think it's time that the people start to understand and realize what the Fed really is, what the IMF really is, what the ECB really is, and what they've been doing behind the scenes. Because remember, they are private corporations. People can't see into the inner workings. And just like we couldn't see into Twitter, and these people were telling us, no, everything's on the up and up. We don't need an audit. We don't shadow ban. We don't do anything. It's the same thing with the Fed. They're telling us, oh, no, we don't do anything. We're following our mandates. We do everything correctly. You know that they are not. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be using this crisis to force Congress to start to make a move to look into the Federal Reserve. And once they look into the Federal Reserve, all the other private Western Central banks, they are then doomed because everything is based off the Federal Reserve. What do you think the other countries are going to do? Well, if the Federal Reserve is doing this and they're dealing with the ECB and we see these documentation of all of this, well, then the countries that are working with the ECB, they're going to say, well, we would like to audit the ECB. Well, we're no longer going to be part of all this. We're going to start to create our own currency and we're going to separate ourselves from this. And then those countries that were receiving funds from the IMF, they're going to do the same thing also. If the Fed is audited during this crisis that is approaching, it is game over for the private West Central Bank. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading the central bank, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, right down this path. Just allow them to do what they do best. Because in the end, when the people are awake, the people know who are treasonous, the people know that these people have committed crimes, it's not going to be that far of a leap to say, hey, wait a minute, if they've been committing crimes and the Fed has been working with these people and we have never been allowed to audit the Fed, maybe now it's time to really look at what they've been doing. And I'm talking about their inner workings. I'm not talking about the crap that they give Congress, you know, every couple of years. I'm talking about, let's see what they're really, really doing. And that's when you get to the meat and potatoes of it all. And this is when people see it all. And I do believe once people start to see this and once Congress starts to see this, the Patriots in Congress, this is when we start to make a different move. This is when the people say enough is enough. We don't want to go with their system, which means the people aren't going to go with the central bank digital currency. The people aren't going to go with the World Economic Forum with what they want with the Green New Deal. The people are going to say, you know something? We just saw everything. Enough is enough. We don't want this. Just like the people are seeing what's going on the border. People are seeing what's happening in Twitter with censorship. People are seeing now what's happening with the economy, what's happening out in Ukraine and everywhere else. People now, once they see it, that's when people start to say enough is enough, especially when it comes to their money, their job, their savings, their wealth. This is when people start to really push back, and you won't have one side, you'll have everybody. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they seem to be making a move right now to force the deep state to do something. Trump came out and he said there's going to be a major announcement on December 15th. Now, what is that announcement going to be? We don't know. But it seems that Trump does this very often to make the deep state use their ammunition. So we should be watching out very, very carefully to see what the deep state does, because they are going to react to this, and probably it will happen probably on December 15th when Trump is making his announcement. This is what they did before when he was making the announcement about that he was running for the presidential election. now he's making another announcement saying that that America needs a superhero. So this is going to be very, very interesting. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later, but you could see the deep state players right now. They are panicking over what Elon Musk is doing and the information that is coming out now. And if you notice, there's more and more information that's going to continually come out. And this is going to put Fauci in a bad position. It's going to put the FBI in a bad position, which it already has. It's going to put the corrupt politicians, the fake news, and everyone else in a very difficult position moving forward. And remember what is being exposed here. We're actually seeing how the FBI, how the corrupt politicians went ahead and manipulated the presidential election of 2020 and manipulated the midterm election of 2022, because the pattern is exactly the same. And this is very, very interesting how all this is occurring right now, because Trump, he's continually letting everyone know that the elections were rigged, that the country was taken over by a power within this country working with foreign entities. And he's continually saying this over and over. And if you notice, this is now becoming true. And what's very interesting is Newsweek even put out an article that the case that Kerry Lake is heading up out in Arizona, it might help Trump in the 2020 election. Now, this is very interesting how this is all coming together all at the same exact time, because now the people are starting to realize who the real players are. So you have to know who the players are. You have to know who is involved in all of this. And yes, the story will continue as we move forward. And I do believe Trump put that message out there that there's a major announcement coming to get the deep state to do something. Plus, you have to remember his messages are for the normies that are out there. So if you're expecting them to say that the military is going to be flying in, we're going to arrest all these people, you can remove that. I don't think that's going to happen. That's not how Trump plays. I do believe that he's going to be saying something that has to do with the normies, and we'll have to see where this goes. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later in this report. But what's very interesting is that Letitia James, this attorney general out in New York that has been going after Trump, going after his corporations, which is going to completely backfire. What we've come to find out is that Peekaboo James covered up sexual harassment allegations against her own chief of staff for political purposes. Rather than pursuing the claims with the same zest she put into her probe when she went after Andrew Cuomo. Now, what's very interesting is that the AG has been lying about her probe of Khan. She's really not even really looking into this. And there is more proof that Tish James has corrupted the AG's office, abusing her power to further her own political ambitions through a sham report. And she also believes all women when it's in her political interest. Otherwise, she attacks the accuser or cover-ups the complaint. So now the spotlight has moved, and now it's shining on her. It looks like Trump is right again. She has been going after Trump. She was promised to be governor. If she could get Trump, she never could get Trump. So she put together all these ridiculous charges against his corporation, which is absolutely ridiculous. And Trump said she should have been concentrating on the crime in New York. And she hasn't been doing any of these things. And now it's going to all backfire on her, just like everyone else. Actually, remember that truth that Trump put out? Who else is going to enter the Trump quicksand? Those people that do, you never hear from them again, never to be seen again. And I do believe these people who are going after Trump, they're all going to enter the Trump quicksand. Now, what's very interesting is we know as the Russia, Russia, Russia story is continually being debunked, it's actually one gigantic hoax. Durham already proved this. We know from the Mueller report that there was nothing there. And everything that the fake news has been reporting from the very, very beginning has turned out to be a lie. And this is what the fake news does. They use propaganda. So Trump, he's been telling Pulitzer, listen, this Russia, Russia, Russia hoax is just that, a hoax. And you gave awards to certain fake news outlets. It's time to reverse this, to show that you were wrong, you were duped, and maybe you could save face. Because otherwise, if you keep these awards with these different fake news outlets, it's going to show that you have no credibility whatsoever. And people aren't, the Pulitzer is going to be worth absolutely nothing. It's going to be meaningless. So Trump, he filed a defamation suit against the members of Pulitzer Board for their awards to junk news outlets that push now debunk Russia collusion hoax. And he's going to show the entire country, the world, that look what they did here. They believed what the fake news was saying. And they gave an award. And even with the proof that's coming out right now and it's completely debunked, they still will not remove the awards. What happens when they remove the awards? Then everyone's going to know, holy crap, that whole Russia thing is a complete farce. And I do believe this is why they're trying to keep it in place. They don't care if Pulitzer exists in the future, which it won't, because they're going to lose all credibility. They're screwed no matter which way they go at this point. They are done for. But the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening at the border right now. We have Governor Abbott. He is demanding an investigation into non-governmental organizations, also known as NGOs. He says could be aiding and abetting the surge in illegal immigration at the southern border. Gee, I wonder who is controlling these NGOs. Could it be Soros and many others, non-elected people that are trying to push this type of agenda? Because we see this same agenda being played out in Europe. And we also see it here in the United States. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming out of ABC News, they put this out on Twitter, it says Biden administration announces work to close gaps in physical barriers along southwest border and fix other issues with the Trump-era wall construction amid growing concerns about the government's ability to handle unauthorized migration. I thought walls don't work. Why would they be filling the gaps? Why would they be putting walls up if it doesn't work? Are a lot of people complaining now? Are the people of this country seeing what they're doing? Now, if they go ahead and they do this, it's going to prove to everyone that we need a wall. Actually, I think people already see this. I think people already see the invasion happening now at the southern border. And people are already saying, I see why Trump was putting up a wall. We definitely need a wall. And I do believe this is exactly why he did it. And I do believe this is why he didn't finish it, because he needed everyone to see how bad it was going to get, because the deep state, he knew the deep state players, they were going to follow their agenda. They were going to allow these people just to come right over the border. And this is exactly what we've been seeing. And the people are angry. The people are pissed. Actually, the people are getting angry and pissed over many, many things. Really think about it. They're pissed over the economy. They're pissed over fuel prices, inflation, and everything else. They're pissed over the border. They're pissed with the school systems teaching CRT and pedophilia and other things. They're pissed that the elections were rigged, that they were manipulated by the FBI, DHS, and corrupt politicians using social media platforms. They're pissed at what's going on in Ukraine because Biden and the puppet masters are continually sending money over to Ukraine. The people are getting angry. The people are getting pissed at all of this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted everyone to experience this. This is how you wake people up. And I'm not talking about those people that do research, that people keep looking into these things. I'm talking about the person that is going to work, supporting the family, trying to make ends meet. These are the people. Yes, they might support Trump. They might be all for America, but they don't really see what's happening. And now with all of this happening, they're experiencing all of this and they're saying enough is enough. And I do believe this is something that everyone needed to experience to wake the people up so they can start to see everything and think logically. Just like with what Elon is doing right now, as more and more of this information is coming out, more and more people are asking more questions. Now, those people that are watching CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and all the others, NPR, you keep going down the line here, those people aren't seeing much. Those people that are watching Fox, yes, they're seeing certain information, but not everything. But people are waking up, and people, when they go out, even though they're watching CNN, they might speak to someone and say, hey, did you see those Twitter files? You see what Twitter's been doing? They're going to say, I don't even know what you're talking about. What news network do you watch? Well, I watch CNN. Well, you should really, you know, wake up here, because Twitter's releasing information about Fauci, releasing about information about censoring, releasing information how they meddled in the election. This is how people are going to wake up. And the deep state players, they can't stop this, because people like to talk to each other. People post things on social media. Now, yes, Facebook and the rest, they might try to block it. But again, we could see that this doesn't work, because the people always find a way around this. Now, what's very interesting about all this is the fake news is either ignoring all of this information, or they're trying to spin the information, trying to make it seem like it's a QAnon conspiracy, trying to make it seem like those individuals that are putting out the story, they are conservative reporters. And we can see the Washington Post is going down this line. Walter Kern put this out on Twitter and said the following: this is badly inaccurate. Matt Taibbi is not a conservative journalist, as anyone familiar with his work knows. And the Washington Post, and this is the line, it says, conservative journalist Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss. Isn't that interesting how they're trying to skew this? Then we have Patriots Are in Control. Patriots in Control put this out on True Social and says, Elon has the fake news completely backed into a corner. He's dropping actual files exposing how the government colluded with big tech to interfere in our election and censor the sitting president of the United States and others. And all the fake news can say is Elon is a QAnoner. These propaganda elites have lost total control of the narrative, and it is absolutely magnificent to watch them squirm. Now, think about it. Can you imagine if Elon brought all the digital soldiers back onto Twitter? The fake news would be having a field day. They would clog the news cycles. That's all they've been talking about. So what are they doing? They're trying to do this with Elon, saying he's QAnon, trying to distract everyone. But what's very interesting about all of this is that because it's Elon Musk, people are curious. People are now going to Twitter to see what is really going on. This is not helping them. This is actually hurting them. Actually, if you look at Elon's count on Twitter, it has gone up dramatically because people now want to know what's really going on here. Why is he putting this out there? What is he doing? Why did he buy Twitter? And why is he exposing all of this? So everything the deep state is doing is completely falling apart. Everything that they do completely falls apart. Now, what's very interesting is that America First Legal, they discovered something. They discovered that Twitter has a partner support portal used by the deep state, used by the elites to what? To do what? To censor people. So America First Legal released the fourth set of shocking documents obtained from the litigation against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, revealing further concrete evidence of collusion between the CDC and social media companies to censor free speech and silence the public square under the government's label of misinformation. This nearly 600-page release document contains new appalling information. Among these include the fact that Twitter ran a partner support portal for government employees and other stakeholders to submit posts that would remove or flag as misinformation on its platform. Documents obtained by AFL show Twitter enrolling one government employee through their personal Twitter account into the portal. We know from other publicly related documents that Facebook has copied this approach for election-related censorship. But that's not all. This production also reveals that the U.S. government was actively working to socially inoculate or brainwashing the public against anything that threatened its narrative. It did so by using aligned big tech corporations to monitor and manipulate users for the purpose of censoring unapproved information and pushing government propaganda. For example, Facebook sent written materials to the CDC in which it bragged about censoring more than 16 million pieces of content containing opinions or information the U.S. government wanted it suppressed. I mean, really think about what's happening right now. Now, Elon, he responded to this, and he said this is extremely concerning, and he responded to this on Twitter. So now, is Elon going to expose all of this? I think they're going to have to search because, look, they searched and they found that Baker was still there. They got information from Kash Patel saying that, no, Perkins Coie is still your outside counsel. And now Elon is learning about this. Remember, there's a lot of things that are hidden in Twitter that probably Elon doesn't know yet, and this is being brought to his attention, and he's finding all this out. Now, we need to remember that everything that is coming out right now shows what? That the bigger scandal is that the FBI lied to tech giants to interfere in the presidential election, and now... And it's not just Twitter, but we know it's Facebook, YouTube, and the rest, because they also have portals. They're the ones who are behind all this. And yes, there are a lot of individuals in government like the CDC, FDA, and corrupt politicians. They're also involved in all this. But the FBI lied to the social media platforms to purposely, knowingly interfere in the election. Now, think about what Durham showed. They needed to get rid of Trump. They needed to get rid of him. So the FBI used an uncorroborated dossier, which they knew was fake, and they went ahead and they used it to get the FISA warrants. They lied to a FISA judge. So here they're lying to the social media platforms. They're lying to a FISA judge. And when they lied to the FISA judge, what were they doing? They were trying to remove Trump from office. when they lied to big tech platforms, they were trying to manipulate the election so Trump couldn't be reelected. It seems that this goes back to the FBI. Now, who's been instructing the FBI? Really think about that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he put out another tweet, and Red Pill Pharmacist put this out. It says, Elon's tweet, it's from the Gladiator movie clip of a speech to soldiers before going to war. Hold the line, stay with me. What we do in life echoes in eternity. And then Stormy Patriot Dro picked this up and said, hey, this reminds me of Post Force 4714. It says, hold the line, riders, Q. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. So it seems that Elon is telling everyone to hold the line. More information is coming. Justice is coming. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as the people learn about all of this, they're not just sitting back going, "Ah, what can we do? You know, everyone lied. There's censorship." No, the people now, they want some type of investigation of the social media sites. So Rasmussen did a survey, and the survey found that 66% of likely voters approve of GOP plans to investigate social media censorship, including 43% who strongly approve, only 26% disapprove, including 30% who strongly disapprove. So the people, they want some type of investigation. And as more information comes out, what's going to happen? We're going to see more and more people say, okay, now I'm really starting to see it. Wait until we get the information about Fauci and the pandemic, because the pandemic was used to manipulate the elections. The pandemic, via the CDC, the FDA, Fauci, and the corrupt politicians, that was used to manipulate the elections. And all of this is going to start to come out. It already has started to come out, but remember, the deep state sitting back, the corrupt politicians, the low-level people, they're screaming and yelling. Wait until other names start to appear. Wait until the emails and the DMs and everything else start to appear. Because all of this is on record. Remember, they never thought that Elon was going to purchase Twitter. They thought they had the protection. They thought this information would never be released. And now it's going to be released. Just like they never expected her to lose. They never expected Trump to be elected president. They never expected Trump to see it all and then declassify it all. Now, what's very interesting is today is the 10-year anniversary of Sandy Hook. And The Hill put out a tweet and it says, Biden on 10 years since Sandy Hook, we should have societal guilt for inaction on gun violence. Well, first of all, guns don't commit violence. It's people. So it's the person that is the problem. That's what we should be looking at. Just like if someone takes a SUV and runs down 12 people, you don't arrest and take away the cars from everyone. You go after the person. That's what they did with that individual in Wisconsin when he ran down the people at the Christmas parade. It was the person that was responsible. The same thing with weapons. But think about what Biden just did. He just released a merchant of death. He's the guy that sells weapons all over the world that is used to kill people. So really think about what he's doing here. He doesn't want the everyday person to have a weapon. That's their real motivation. And we know this from the 16-year plan. And you can see that they're still pushing this, pushing it very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is what's happening out in Peru. Those people out in Peru, they removed their president. He was run out of the country. And then they installed another individual, and the people in Peru, they're saying, we don't want this guy either. And there's an emergency nationwide right now. And Peru declared a state of emergency nationwide for 30 days per decree amid civil unrest in the country. Now, if you really look at Peru, this is exactly what the deep state players want to happen here. They want civil unrest. They want the people out on the streets destroying everything. They want distractions. This is what they've been trying to do from the very, very beginning. But the people in this country are a lot smarter than the deep state players. They know that, hey, I'm not going to go out and destroy my own town. That makes no sense. This is why the deep state players have to bus in Antifa, bus in the criminals. Well, the criminals really don't care about the town. That's why they have to bus in certain people, because those people are not part of that town and they don't care what they destroy, because they're all really criminals. And the people aren't going to go out in their own town and start to destroy things. And the people, they're going to depend on the police saying, okay, we see what's happened. Where's the police? Where's the SWAT team? Let's go. Let's move. And the people, they're going to say, we're not getting involved with this. And if you notice in the 2020 riots, and that's what they were, the people didn't get involved. The people saw exactly what was going on. They saw that there were certain individuals that kept the police from doing their job. And the people never forget. Now, that doesn't mean the deep state's not going to try. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, just like they're trying to push a war out in Ukraine. I do believe they have many things going at once. They want the civil unrest and they want a war. They want whatever they can get. And I think they're going to be pushing whatever they can. Laura Ingraham put this out on Twitter, said the following. Kneecapping the House GOP, McConnell said, continuing support for Ukraine is the popular mainstream view that stretches across the ideological spectrum. Omnibus expected to include Electoral Count Act, Ukraine funding. Well, do the people really want to continually funding Ukraine? I don't think so. Don Jr. responded to this and said the following. The border is wide open and the Biden economy is crushing American citizens. Yet, the only thing these weak establishment Republicans seem to care about is giving unlimited funding to Ukraine. What a disgrace. So as inflation hits here in the country, fuel prices moving up, the economy is breaking down, we're in a recession. The people are sitting there going, yeah, you know what the best thing to do right now? Let's give all our money to Ukraine. You know, because that's the deep state layer. Let's support the deep state. No, the people are completely against this. But look what they're doing. They're shipping off Patriot missiles. It seems that they're trying to push some type of an event in Ukraine. I know there's a war going on, but they want to escalate this. Just like what they did on November 15th when Trump was making an announcement, all of a sudden a missile was shot into Poland and the fake news, they just completely blasted that out there to clog the news cycles. What do you think they're going to do this time? Because they're bringing in the Patriot missile system and they're trying to get Russia to do something. So Russia, what are they doing? Well, Putin, he has issued a new nuclear threat to the West by readying Yars missile capable of striking U.S. and Britain. So Putin is taking precautions right now. And I do believe that this is being set up. Do I think we're going to World War III? I think there's going to be a scare event. I think there's going to be multiple scare events, but I think this one is the real scary one. And I do believe that there's going to be someone that's going to step in to actually talk about peace. And when we talk about peace, we know that's what Trump really wants. He wants peace. He doesn't want war. This is why he ended the endless wars out in the Middle East. Everything the deep state started, he ended. He also ushered in the Abraham Accords. And Trump, he put this out on True Social, and it says the following. Today, the president of the state of Israel, Isaac Herzog, arrived to the kingdom of Bahrain at the invitation of His Majesty King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, with the aim of strengthening relations between the two countries and enhancing the historic Abraham Accords. It is strength through peace. And this is what Trump has done, and I do believe he's going to be doing it again. I do believe everything the deep state is doing, they are falling right into the trap of what Trump and the Patriots have set, and optics are very, very important. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, Big Pharma, the rest, they're having a very difficult time with this pandemic. Remember, they want everyone vaccinated and they will never, ever give up until the very end. They will push and push and push. Now, there was an article that was put out referring to a study by the American Journal of Medicine. And this is the headline. People who skip their COVID vaccine are at higher risk of traffic accidents, according to a new study. Now, yes, this is real. It's not fake. So, by the way, let's see how long this stays up before a real scientist decides to peer review it to look at what's really going on. And look at one of the lines. Those who skip the vaccine may also neglect road rules. You mean I don't want poison in my body because it's only been out for a minute? I would like to see the results of what can go wrong with this before I do anything. Why would I ignore the road rules? That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, as time is going on, people are seeing that, yes, there are side effects. There are problems. I think we should really worry about the people that are wearing the masks in their cars when there's no one else in the car. Because isn't that a distraction? What about those people that have got multiple boosters? I think we should be a little bit worried about them because they, and I don't want anyone to die, they could die suddenly. They could have a heart attack or something else might happen, like with Celine Dion, where all of a sudden she becomes very stiff and she can't move. I think that's the real problem. Now, we know that all of this was made up. There's really no evidence to all of this. But the question is, why would they put something out like that? Because they want to force you into getting a vaccine. And people say, well, how would that force me? Well, think about it. If they're telling you that if you're unvaccinated and you're getting into more accidents, what is the auto insurance industry going to do? They're going to look into it and they're going to say, okay, well, if that is true and this study is true, then we're going to probably have to raise the auto rates on the unvaccinated by 10, 15, 20, 25% to adjust for all of this. And the people are going to say, well, I am not paying another 10, 15, 20, 25%, especially when the economy is completely falling apart. They're going to try to force people into getting the vaccine instead of paying the extra money. But I don't think they understand the unvaccinated people. They didn't do it because they were like, oh, you know something? I don't want to take it today. They didn't do it because they know it's poison. They know it never was going to work. They know it doesn't stop the transmission. They know it doesn't stop you from getting COVID. They know that the people who are healthy, they have a 99.99x survival rate. Those people that take zinc, vitamin D, and the rest, and according to Dr. Zelenko, because he's worked on this with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and the rest, we know that this helps with viruses. So is this going to work? No, but you can see what they're trying to do. You can see their motivation right now. And look what else they're trying to do. Jordan Sather put this out on Telegram. He said, cancer mRNA vaccine completes pivotal trial. So they're trying to convince the people now they have an mRNA that's going to cure cancer. I mean, really think about this for a second. Does the mRNA for COVID do anything? No, it does not. Jordan says the following, the cancer vaccine that will probably give us more cancer instead of eradicate it like they claim. No money in healthy people, no money in dead people, only money in sick people coming back for more drugs and treatments. You know how Big Pharma operates, and that's absolutely true. But let's go back in time, because remember, people told us certain things about the vaccines, about the mRNA vaccine for COVID, and has any of these things actually come true? Stormy Patriot Joe put this out and said, Dr. Anthony Fauci, when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. Is that true? Absolutely not. Joe Biden, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Not true. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Is that true? Absolutely not. Rachel Maddow, now we know the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops. Nope, that's not true either. Bill Gates, everyone who takes the vaccine is reducing their transmission. It doesn't reduce the transmission. Actually, the Pfizer representative already admitted to this. And here's the head of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. There is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines. Well, it seems like every single variant escapes the protection of the vaccines. So every single statement they made is completely untrue. They lied to the American public. And what are we going to see? We're going to see information to come out that shows that, yeah, they knowingly lied to the people. Shabatoshi Nakamoto put this out on Twitter. The variant I got felt like a very mild flu for me. Elon Musk responded and said, they just keep calling different viruses C-19 because that got more funding than if not. That's why I called it the virus of Thesesius. How many RNA changes are required before it's not C-19? He's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that when Elon put out his tweet about my pronouns are prosecute Fauci, the Hodge twins responded to this and says, let me guess, you found messages between Twitter execs and our government, Fauci and team, pushing for censorship of anyone that didn't go along with their narrative on COVID. And Elon shows a winning trophy, which means he has these emails, he has this information, and this will be released. I probably believe that this is going to be released this weekend. Now, we don't know for sure, but he's been releasing a lot of this information on the weekend, and most likely he's releasing it on the weekend to build activity on Twitter, because we know during the weekend a lot of people have other things to do, and he's probably trying to bring people back to Twitter, and this is why he's releasing this information. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is it seems that Jim Jordan, he's out there, and he's letting everyone know that the House Republicans, they're going to demand answers from dozens of officials of where COVID actually came from. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. We know it didn't come from the wet market. We know it's not naturally occurring. We know that this was all a lie. And I do believe they're going to have this investigation with many, many others. Now, we can see the deep state players. They are now running their own investigations, and some of them might not be what we think they are, and we'll be getting into that in just a moment. But what's very interesting is we can see that the January 6th Unselect Committee and their investigation of January 6th is completely falling apart. We know that it's completely one-sided. They didn't want to look at anything. They didn't want to look at the election rigging. They didn't want to look at Pelosi's emails. They didn't want to look at the 14,000 hours of videotape, because that would basically debunk everything that they're trying to do. When Trump's tweets were hidden, this worked in their favor, but when Elon released Trump's account, it completely debunked everything that they were trying to do. And what's very interesting is we're starting to get a lot of information from January 6th, and we're starting to realize that it's always the same players that are behind all of this. Julie Kelly explains. Yeah, so that batshit crazy story about the 21-year-old analyst who just happened to stumble across the domestic terror plot of January 6th, he worked for DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis, responsible for sharing threat info with government agencies. His boss at the time was Joe Mayer, a career bureaucrat at DHS. Guess where Mayer ended up? As an investigator for the January 6th Select Committee. So the guy who failed to heed 2 weeks of warnings from his own analysts and didn't produce a single threat bulletin before the January 6th has been investigating January 6th. Oh, wait for it. Mayer was hired at the recommendation of Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, one of the two House Republicans who agreed to serve on the committee. Cheney's husband, Phil Perry, worked with Mayer at DHS during the George W. Bush administration. So instead of testifying during a primetime performance of the committee, Mayer serves on the committee. Something stinks here. And there's another weird piece aspect of all of this, of January 6th tied to DHS. The gal who just happened to be taking a walk to do her laundry and saw one of the pipe bombers, yeah, she worked for an agency with the oversight by DHS. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So basically, these people planned January 6th. They were all in on it, just like the FBI manipulated the elections by lying to the social media platforms. Just like the FBI used the Steele dossier, which they knowingly knew it was fake, and they used it to get the FISA warrants. It's always the same people. Now, we could see that the election fraud is building and building and building. And out in Arizona, we have Kerry Lake that has a lawsuit, Abe Amade that has a lawsuit. We have Mark Fincham, his lawsuit. It seems that it is moving forward right now. And we're starting to see some traction right now. And I do believe the deep state, they're getting a little nervous about this. And Trump, he put out a truth. And this is from Rob Schmidt on Twitter. And it says the following. Media Research Center did a poll. 1 in 6 Biden voters would have changed vote had they known about his corruption. That's 13 million votes. Only 22,000 needed to flip a Biden loses to Trump. Absolutely. This whole thing is starting to fall apart on them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Brian Katie has a completely different take on the special counsel. And let me just read his Truth Social thread. And I think he did a pretty good job on this. And it says, your first clue that the Mar-a-Lago raid was never really about the shifting stories claimed it was about. It's about nuclear codes. No, wait, it's about still classified documents. Belay that, it's about January 6th evidence. Actually, it was about nuclear documents again. Special counsel gets appointed to investigate. The special master exits stage right, and then special counsel Jack Smith starts subpoenaing all the state and local officials involved in stealing 2020. If Trump used intermediaries like Kurt Olson or John Eastman or Rudy Giuliani or Jenna Ellis to deliver concrete evidence of election fraud to these state and local officials, and these state and local officials then never acted on that evidence or even denied that they have received it, I can see why they wouldn't be jumping for joy at suddenly getting a federal grand jury subpoena from the special counsel so they have to come to testify under oath about it. Look at who got the subpoena. What do they all have in common? They were all involved in the 2020 election theft. Special counsel sends Trump subpoena to Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger. You're looking right at it, but you can't see it because it's been drummed into your head that Trump is the target of the special counsel investigation. The real targets of the special counsel investigation are the election stealers. So we have the people out in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia. They're being subpoenaed. So this is very interesting, and we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was an article in Newsweek, and the headline here says, Kerry Lake lawsuit could help Trump get reinstated as president. Now, that's very interesting. So a lawyer for Donald Trump has said that the Republican candidate for Arizona Governor Lake's election midterm lawsuit might somehow help the former president return to the White House. Attorney Christina Bob made the remarks during an appearance on Real America on the One America News Network. So while she was discussing the lawsuit on OANN, host Dan Ball asked Bob that if Lake wins and proves that Arizona's elections are screwed, whether Trump could also prove he was screwed out of the election he lost more than 2 years ago. She said, well, it would be interesting, you know. I don't know. I mean, one state, as we know, we would need 3 states. So I would necessarily say right away, certainly maybe down the road. But think about what special counsel Jack Smith is doing. Isn't he subpoenaing all those people in the other states? Now, this is very interesting. Now we have Trump who's going to make an announcement tomorrow. What is this announcement going to be? We don't know. But I'm sure it's going to be very, very interesting. But Brian Cates on True Social put this out and said, and nothing prevents the Speaker of the House, temporary president, from being a candidate for president and having his name on the ballot when the new election is held. Michael Flynn, which is General Flynn, said, why not? If there is one thing sorely lacking, it is honest, authentic, and fiercely independent leadership lacking across all of the federal government. Now, Trump, from the very beginning, he said, no, I don't want to be House. We have a different plan, and we're going to go with that plan. Now, has things changed? Will he go down this route, or is this announcement going to be something completely different? But Trump, he did put this out on True Social, and it says, America needs a superhero. I'll be making a major announcement tomorrow. Thank you. So just take a listen to the video.
America needs a superhero.
Now, I do believe he did this, and he does this quite often, to get the deep state to expend ammunition, because they are running low now. They're running out of things to do, and he wants them to make a move. Just like when he made an announcement on November 15th, which is very interesting. It's exactly 1 month apart, 30 days. And he's making another announcement. And I do believe he wants the deep state to try to do something, maybe to shift them or force them into a different direction or where they want them to go. Remember, they're pushing them down a certain path. But I do believe Trump, he's going to be making this announcement. The press is probably all going to come and they're all going to be surrounding. So a lot of people hear it. It's going to be all over the place. And he does this on purpose. And I do believe a lot of times his messages are for more for the normies, because the people that are going about their business, they don't really see what's going on. When you start to talk to relatives, friends who are going about their business, they really don't follow news. They really don't follow what's going on. They like to hear certain things as we progress. Now, we're looking at the nitty gritty and we're looking at things at a micro level. A lot of people, they were wondering if Trump was going to run for president. Now they got their answer. Now, what is Trump going to say this time around? We don't know. And I do believe this is probably going to be a lot for the normies, but we'll have to see how this plays out. Maybe he will announce that he's going to be speaker. Maybe he'll announce some other thing that's going to be that has to do with the elections. At this point, it could be anything, but whatever he says, we know that it's going to benefit the movement. We know that it's going to push the deep state into doing something really stupid. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump wants them to do. He wants them to make stupid moves. He wants them to expose certain things. And one thing I know is that Trump and the Patriots, they are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.